This is Preacher Tom, Streets of America Homeless Outreach Ministry and Beaufort Lighthouse Mission in the works. And be praying about it. We're still trying to get the Beaufort Lighthouse Mission up and running. It's the mission to the next level. And it's going to be a tiny house community. It's something we want to do for our homeless, something to give them a hands up, not just a hands out. It's easy to give someone a sandwich, a shirt, a pair of pants, underclothing, things that'll help them get through to another day, and something to sustain them in life. But we want to be able to help them as far as getting their life together and getting back into the workforce, getting out of that spot they've got themselves into, and get them getting some self-esteem, some self-pride. And I don't mean, you know, because the Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. But we're talking about the pride in the sense of they have accomplished something on their own. It hasn't been a handout, but it's been a hand up. So it's something to help them. And that's what we're working on. And you be praying with us on that. We have a GoFundMe page on the www.BeaufortLighthouseMission.com. You can go there and you can donate. Help us get this thing up and going. We're trying to get a couple acres of property. Then what we're going to do, we're going to start by putting a community building right in the middle. And it's going to be a metal type building that's insulated as well for us to get together and be able to have services, community meetings, and things like that when the small tiny houses start to go up, which will be around the community building. So it will be like the church, and the little town is built right around that community building. And that'll be the place where we get together, have prayer, and things like that. It's something I want to instill within our homeless. I want to get that in them, as well as help them get their driver's license, help them get the things they need to get them back in the workforce. That's something they'll have to agree to if they're going to live in the community. They're going to have to be helpful to one another. Everyone's going to have a responsibility, because that's what I want to build within our homeless. That not to be sitting out there thinking, well, give me this and give me that, but hey, let me earn it, you know, and try to get them to get some dignity about themselves and that self-esteem and that self-pride to the extent to where they know that it's something that they have accomplished. But to have the church in the middle to know that what they have accomplished has been because of God, because the Lord has helped them. It surely hasn't been because of what I've helped them do or what I've done, but it's all because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done. So you have to always remember that. Anytime we're preaching, anytime we're helping people, it's not us. Yes, it feels good to do it, but remember, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the Lord. What motivated you to start doing it to start out with? What motivates you to preach? Jesus Christ. What motivates you to help somebody? Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. So anyways, keep that in your prayers. Now that was just a quick introduction to before we get into our Bible study. But remember, and I'll probably say this every time before I do give the Bible study, to be praying for the Beaufort Lighthouse Mission. I want it to be a beacon and a light to all those that are in need and those that need help. And I get phone calls all the time. Folks that are living in their cars, they've got jobs, they got a check coming in every month, but it's not enough. They can't get out of that homeless situation. And nobody's going to rent to them if they don't have some type of references. And if their references have been that they've been living in their car for the last 6 months or last 2 years, or do they even have the $800 or $700 or $600 or $1,200 a month coming in that would even allow them to be able to have a place like that? So I think the Beaufort Lighthouse Mission, taking it to another level as a tiny house community, I think it will be helpful to a lot. And by the grace of God, we can get it going. And if you could help, I pray you do. All right. We're going to come right back We're going to deal with something out of the scriptures right after the intro. Okay, we're back, and I'm glad that you're sticking around. I'm glad that you've got this far. Normally, after the introductions, most folks just click it off, and they don't want to hear nothing else. But glad to have you out there. Once again, I'm Preacher Tom Anderson, Streets of America Homeless Outreach Ministry, and I had mentioned earlier about Buford Lighthouse Mission. We also have Buford Lighthouse Mission Radio. And that's where we do live announcements. It's something that's we're gonna have operating within the homeless community, the little tiny house community, within the community building. And we're gonna always have the announcements, how things are going, the folks that are giving, the people that are being a blessing, and how our homeless are doing. So soon as we get that tiny house community up and running, we'll have a lot of stuff coming to you. We will be broadcasting live. We're broadcasting live on the radio station now, but I'm not speaking on the radio station right now. I'll get everything set up in here later on, maybe, and we'll go live as we do the videos, and we'll do our live broadcasting at the same time. We'll also get set up to where we can have a live prayer line. So if you want to call in and how you have prayers, we'll have that too. And so that'll be a blessing. And we're just trying to help folks, trying to help our community, trying to help our people that are in need. And believe me, even if you're not homeless and you've got a home and you've got a good job and things like that, you're still in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. You still always have problems. There's always something in life that just tears us down. So stick around, and we're going to get into the Word of God right now. So take your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 16. And while you're turning to those pages, I'm going to put on my glasses. Oh, they're dirty. I can't see. They get dirty. Just put them in my pocket, and it just seems like, and when I say they get smudgy, and a lot of times when I'm wearing shirts that are a little bit tighter, closer up, and I put them up here, my chin hits them, and they get all greasy. All right. You ready? All right, Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 16. The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." And so when we read that, we see that it's talking concerning let your light shine. Now, first of all, if you're saved and born again, before that you were in darkness. You were dead in trespasses and sins. There was no light in you. There was no illumination about you. You had no light within that darkness. There was nothing there. You were a walking corpse. People are getting hooked up on these movies like The Walking Dead and stuff now. And, you know, a bunch of people who were alive, but they die and then they come back alive being dead. So they're live dead people. Well, that's the way the world is. They don't, you know, they're actually walking live dead people. And they have to be killed, but the only way you can kill them is to stick them in the head or penetrate their brain or something like that, because that's their living force. But that just shows the ignorance of man, because man has a living soul. Let me tell you something, when the body goes down, it ain't coming back up unless Jesus brings it up. And one day, the saints are gonna go. You're gonna be out of here. we're going to take off. But look, a lot of people believe that stuff that's going on, that they see on TV and all that stuff. I remember back years ago, I used to, when I was traveling full-time in the evangelism, and I'd take some of the young kids out of the churches, and I'd take them out yonder in the parking lots, and take them out there and let them meet kids their own age that are hanging in the parking lots that are lost. And these church kids would get to talk to them about Jesus. And it was a fun thing to do that and to listen to the conversations. And but one fella told me, he said, "Oh man," he said, "y'all crazy believing Jesus, believing how y'all even know that's true." And I mean, come on, no, I mean, you know, that stuff is all far fetched, and you know that could be all kind of weird. I said, "Yeah," I said, "Well," I said, "you probably believe man walked on the moon." And he liked to come out of his skin. He said, "What?" He said, "You know, man walked on the moon. I saw it on TV. And I said, "Hollywood does a lot of stuff." I said, "Hollywood's got it where they make people look like they're getting their heads cut off, and dead people walking with things getting mashed in their brain." And I said, "Hollywood can do a lot of stuff. It ain't hard for Hollywood. I mean, you see all the space movies. You know, and for a man to walk on the moon ain't nothing, you know. So what makes you, I mean, you believe that?" "Well, yeah, I believe that." I said, "But you won't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You can't believe that Jesus came into this world, that God loves you so much that he came in human flesh. Because he loved you so much. And he died because the world hated him so much. But he gave his life willingly, knowing that through his death, burial, and resurrection, you could have eternal life. And you can walk on the moon then. After you're gone and you're in heaven, you can walk anywhere you want to. But you believe man walked on the moon, but you won't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You won't believe there's a God. You believe so many things." And I'm not saying a man didn't walk on the moon. Maybe he did. I don't know. It's hard to tell anymore. I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't up there. I don't know. If you believe he did, that's fine. I got no problem with that. You asking me, do I believe it? I don't know. I did used to believe it, but I honestly don't know, because I have heard so many lies from the government, from NASA, from all these other things. Even the news media is a bunch of liars now. They don't tell the truth. How do you know what truth even is? And that's really not even what I'm talking about as far as what I'm going to be bringing to you, but I brought that to let you know that there's no light in us when we're lost. There's no light in us whatsoever. But it's not until something miraculous happens. Take Mark chapter maybe that's not the one I want. Look at John chapter 8 verse 12. John, take your Bibles, turn to the book of John. Yeah, we ain't no hurry. Just go and turn to the book of John. And in John chapter number 8 and verse number 12, watch what it says. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." When you get saved and born again, all that darkness you're in, all that darkness within, all of that, there, something illuminates within you. You have gone from being dead in trespasses and sins to being alive, more than you'll ever know. When you first get saved, man, is you're excited and it's good, and then it wears off. Because it's great. And that wears off, and the devil starts to work on you. And he starts to try to cover that light up by getting you to do things that you should not. And that light, that illumination, should show within you. And that's what I want to take a few moments and preach on and bring to you and let you know that when it comes to Christians, when it comes to God's people, the thing that matters a lot is their behavior. Behavior. And many times we do not watch our behavior. And if there's one thing I want to cover here, actually there's going to be three things. I'm going to cover 3 points dealing with behavior. Yeah, preachers have preached it and they've said it and all this stuff and their conduct's all messed up. And if you watch me long enough, you're going to say, wow, preacher, your conduct's messed up too, because I'm still in this flesh. It's the old man inside that we're to keep down, buried. But he's still there. And the thing is, he tries to rise up. And as he tries to rise up, he tries to suffocate the light that's within. He tries to cover it. He tries to manipulate it and make it go away to destroy your testimony. And when I talk about Christian behavior, the 3 things that I want you to see. The first thing I'm going to cover, I'm going to take just a few minutes and I'll cover that because I've been almost 17 minutes just in what I've said so far from the beginning to now. That's probably further than that if we did the introduction. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. And the only way you'll do that is to be saved, first of all. And that light has to shine. And it's going to shine, and it can be hindered, and it can be destroyed. So what I'm saying here is that people watch you and your behavior. And the first point I want to come out with here is deals with your conduct. The conduct of the Christian. If you're saved and born again, you need to illuminate. You need to smile, let folks know that, hey, look, I lost my job today, isn't that wonderful? It's just an illustration. I know you nobody's happy about losing their job. But if God gave you that job and you lost that job because you had good conduct and you still lost the job, you can still be happy because God's happy with you. I mean, God, look, he ain't lost track of you. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows what you need. And look, you lost your job. He gave you the job. He'll get you another one. So you don't have to worry about that. But our conduct, we could lose our job. And we could lose our testimony at the same time by when the job said you're fired. You said, sir, what did I do? You're fired. We're cutting back. You're just fired. We're going to keep just a handful of people, but you're fired. You're going to get your check and you're going to go home. Okay. You know what you do? You don't go, well, I guess I'll just have to go look for another job. No, you don't do that. You say, sir, it was a privilege working for you. And I'm sorry things have gotten to where you have to cut back. But if the job opening comes back later, could you please call me? I'd appreciate it. And once again, sir, and shake his hand and say it was a privilege to work for you. And just be praying that the Lord will find me another job. And then walk away. And if the Lord gets on you about saying more, witness to it. And, sir, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for the business. I'm going to be praying that this cutback and all that you've had going with the business, I'm going to pray God will intervene somehow and make the business pick up better to where you can get some more, hire some more people back because people are hurting and they need jobs. And I can understand your situation. But I'm going to be praying. I'm going to pray God intervene somehow And sir, can I ask you a question? Do you go to church anywhere? Are you a God-fearing man? Do you believe in God? And start a conversation. If he says, well, yeah, but I don't have time for that. I'm busy right this minute. I ain't got time to talk about God and things like that. You can say, well, sir, I'm going to be praying for you. And sir, I'm going to be praying that God will help you get the business going better. But it's been a privilege to work for you, sir. Shake his hand and walk away. Hey, conduct, character. I mean, that's what it's all about, your conduct. You could have gotten mad and blown up and cussed him out and walked away and talked about how good, how spiritual of a Christian you are. Yeah, right. Having the right conduct in all types of situations, that's what we need. It's the Christian conduct. And that conduct is critical, because too many times we go out and we tell folks we're Christians. Now, when you tell somebody you're a Christian, you better believe that they're going to put on those binoculars and they're going to be watching you so very closely, because too many times we say what we are, but we live like we're not what we say we are. And when you do that, you've destroyed your testimony. And not have you just done that, but you brought a reproach on the Lord Jesus Christ by going around saying how you're a Christian and you're living like the devil. You bring a reproach upon the Lord Jesus Christ. People look at that and they'll say, oh man, if that guy's a Christian, I gotta be a super saint. Because man, I see that guy there, he turned around, he does this, he does that. And oh man, you know, and lost people see that and they hold that. That's another excuse. But don't give the lost people another excuse on why they don't get saved. I mean, because I hear it all the time. It's always, hey, yeah, man, I know Christians, man, and they're just as wicked as the devil. I go to that church down there and I know that preacher. I know that preacher. I've seen that preacher around. I've seen that preacher brown bagging, man. I've seen him. Hey, you may look like you're drinking a soda, but yeah, he got in a bag. Yeah, he ain't drinking no soda. He's drinking a slit small liquor, you know. Or he got some wine, some Mad Dog 2020, some of that Mogan David testimonies. You'll send people to hell because of your conduct, destroying your testimony. You've got to watch that. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your light must shine in this dark world we live in. And as the days we see, the Lord is coming. You might as well get ready. The Lord's coming. And you say, oh man, I've been hearing that for years and years and years. Oh, Jesus is coming. He is coming. And I promise you. And I'll tell you exactly when he's coming. I've studied this thing out. I know. Look, tell everybody, Preacher Anderson knows exactly when Jesus is coming. I do. You say, well, the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour. I know. He's coming on time. All right. That's all you need to know. He's coming on time. Jesus Christ will be here on that appointed hour. And you better be ready. Christians, listen to me. It says, John chapter number 8, verse number 17. It is also written in our law that the testimony of two men is true. You know why Jesus sent the disciples out by two? To protect the conduct and character and testimony of the other one. It's that taking care of each other. And it's, you got to be careful now. It's easy to go out and destroy your testimony. If you're going to go door knocking, take somebody with you. If you're going to do something spiritual, go out and I'll preach on the streets and stuff like that. Many times that I preached on the streets, I didn't have anybody with me. Nobody to go. But I went anyways. And I stood out there and I preached. And I didn't get, well, I had did have trouble occasionally. Not because I said anything wrong, just because I was saying everything right, but it was a little bit too loud for everybody. And really, if people are going to persecute me and say what a sorry person I am because I preach too loud and they don't want to hear it, that's not destroying, that's not bad conduct. It's bad conduct if you start yelling in people's stores. It's bad conduct if you start yelling in people's faces. It's bad conduct when you start doing it wrong. Everything should be done decently and in order. And if you're going to do it right. Do it in a way that will please the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it in a way that will be helpful. Do it in a way that will be progressive. It will illuminate. Back to looking at Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's all about the light. It's all about illumination. It's all about let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. But watch this. And glorify. Whoa. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Glorify. By you letting your light shine, by you doing the things that are proper, by you doing the things that are right, by you being illuminated to this world, it said that they may see your good works. Oh, so that illumination is followed by its good works. All of that works together. And you know what will happen? Now glorify your Father. That's what we want this world to do. We want the world to glorify God. We want the world to love Him, to worship Him, to see Him, not see you, not listen to you and all your gossip and bad stories. But if they see you and they hear you and they listen to what you have to say that is worth listening to, they don't see you. You've illuminated and they see Him. They see God. When they see God, that then you've accomplished what you were sent to do, to illuminate this world with the gospel, to let them see in you something that they see in nothing else. They see Jesus. And to let God light that up through you is such a privilege. You remember that. You remember that God uses you, and it's a privilege to be used by God to represent the Lord Jesus Christ in the world we live in, to represent the one who gave everything, the one who loves us, the one who provides. That's what it's all about. So if I can say this, I mentioned a few things. There's other scriptures I could bring in here dealing with the first point, which is conduct, which is so important. Conduct. I want you to meditate on that. I want you to meditate on conduct. I want you to meditate on illumination, letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. This is Preacher Tom Anderson, Streets of America Homeless Outreach Ministry. And it has been a privilege to spend just a few minutes and tell you about Jesus. So, tune in next time. We are going to leave the conduct and go into our communications. Because our conduct will be controlled by our communications, what we do, where we go. So we'll get into more of that and some other scriptures to back it up next time. Preacher Tom's Reach America Homeless Outreach Ministry, Buford Lighthouse Mission. And until next time, God bless.